Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. As we roll into hour number one, the phones, we got a call already, so we go right to it. Dennis in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I wanted
There's a lady
to talk
here,
about,
by the way.
Oh, and lady. I wanted to talk about, you guys were talking last night about the smoking ban and how bad that was, and there are a couple of very positive libertarian things that happened in New Hampshire's legislature that I thought you ought to be aware of.
Well,
one of them I know you guys know about is the seatbelt bill.
That's right. We won the seatbelt bill.
I heard it on the radio this morning at about 5 a.m. I was thrilled.
And that was absolutely the work of a very committed group of, by and large, I would say, free staters.
Well, I have to say that you sent out a bunch of emails on what to do, and I did the things you said. So,
What was the vote on that, Dennis?
It passed the House by a really slim margin, like seven. It passed by just seven votes out of, you know, and 100 people weren't even there that day. It came through the Senate. It was opposed by 16 of the 24 senators.
Excellent.
Well, congratulations to the activists in New Hampshire. That's a bit of good news to counter the terrible news about the smoking ban from yesterday.
Well, you know, there's a lot of states that have smoking bans of various kinds, but there is no other state where you decide whether or not to buckle up your seatbelt.
Yep, that's true.
And let's
something
not
forget I wanted to point out about the seatbelt thing. Oh, yeah, real ID we can talk about. But the seatbelt thing, it was really mostly free staters that were active on that. At least that's what a couple of the senators that I talked to told me. Some of them guessed they smelled me right away. They said, are you one of those libertarians that moving into the state? And I said, yeah, how did you know? And they said, well, because it's you guys that are calling us on this.
Interesting.
But what's really interesting to me is that that seems to spark off a lot of normal native people when they heard about it, belatedly. They said, oh, my God, we got to do something about that. And it was really because we were really keeping our eye on it. Otherwise, it probably would have come and gone, and I'm not sure that people would have been annoyed in time to stop it.
Right. You know, most people don't react until they have to start buckling up.
By which time it's really too late. And, you know, there's been so much talk lately about voting and not voting and all this and that, and I think there are a couple of points that are missed, but one of them is voting is really a tiny thing that you do once every couple of years. And even if you don't want to give legitimacy to the system, as it were, it is amazingly powerful. I mean, really, the reason that this bill was killed is because of a deluge of emails and phone calls that the senators got. And that's as simple as you pick up the phone, or you, if you're not even, you know, going to do that, just firing off an email to just explain to another human being why it's not a good idea.
So you're saying that that's an action that someone who doesn't want to vote or can't bring themselves to vote could actually take?
I think so. I mean, you may or may not want to vote, but would you be willing to have a debate with someone who maybe is not as far along in understanding liberty as yourself? Can two libertarians argue forever about some point, like abortion or whatever? Absolutely.
Sure.
Does it not make sense to get up and argue the point to someone who's actually going to make a difference on what the guys with guns are going to do?
Yeah, I mean, really, at least they didn't have that power, but it certainly is. I mean, if you don't say something to them, then they're going to make up their own mind without that input, and that's, you know, it's a valuable thing. Apparently, it is making a difference, all of those phone calls.
Absolutely. It makes a huge difference. And really, it's because we have hundreds of people all over the state that really makes that possible. Every single person in the Senate got a whole bunch of emails and phone calls where they go, geez, you know, the people really don't want this. And someone who's dedicated to the idea, who knows that this is, you know, a great way to use government's power, they're not going to change their minds. But typically, it's the, you know, 10 or 20% of the legislators that honestly could see it from either side. What do? If they're getting a bombard of phone calls and emails, they go, well, that's a no-brainer. I'll go with what everyone's telling me to do.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, that's really true on anything when it comes to even elections. 33% of the people are going to vote Democrat no matter what. It doesn't matter if Joseph Stalin is running for the Democratic nomination. And 33% are going to vote for Republicans, and it doesn't matter if it's Adolf Hitler that's running. It's that 33% in the middle that really make all the decisions in America.
Absolutely, especially in a state where the Democrats and Republicans are so mostly evenly matched, like in New Hampshire. I mean, yes, the Democrats, quote-unquote, took the state by getting all three, you know, two of the houses and the governorship. But in each case, I mean, the House is not overwhelmingly Democrat. It's Democrats by, I don't know what it is.
A bit.
But it's not a huge overwhelming amount.
And the Democrats here aren't quite like Democrats around the nation.
Right. As I like to say, Democrats here own guns. A lot of them do, at least.
Absolutely. Oh, hey, so totally another, if we're going to talk about cool things that happened, do y'all know about the civil unions bill that just got passed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think we have mixed feelings about that, obviously. In the world where you've got a government that is involved in marriage, okay, then if a government insists on being involved in people's private lives, then it should grant that same level of privileges to gay couples. But obviously our preferred solution would be to get the government out of all marriage in the first place.
Absolutely, that's preferred, but given that, you know, you're just not going to see that for a while, I think not discriminating against, I mean, not openly discriminating against a whole group of people, that's a good step forward.
Well, I think that it's good for the Free State Project and for libertarians in general to support civil unions, just because it sort of it keeps us from being far right wing Republicans type. You know, they can't label us that way when you support things like that. But I don't like the idea.
It still is an increase in government, isn't it?
I'm not sure I'd say that. I mean, I would say that it's an equalization. I mean, it's not going to feel like an increase in government if you're gay and want to have a life partner.
No, I see where you're coming
from. It's going to feel like an increase in government if you're gay and you start and you stop getting quite as many job offers because employers feel obligated to are now obligated to give you the same privileges that they give married couples, and they don't want to.
Hmm.
Absolutely, that is a conundrum, but certainly, on balance, yeah, it's going to feel a lot more immediate and direct. Like
that's why
allowed.
We said mixed feelings.
Dennis,
you know?
I mean, I've seen and I've heard some of the New Hampshire so-called conservatives, their position on this is the civil unions issue, and obviously they're whatever it is, they're anti-gay or whatever their reasonings are. They think the marriage is between a man and a woman, you know, all those cliches. So they're obviously against this decision, and I'm thinking, well, maybe since this civil union thing has been passed at this point, perhaps the fact that it exists now would be a good leveraging point for anybody that actually did want to come up with the put forth a bill that were to is to repeal not just the civil unions but also New Hampshire state's involvement in marriage. Would this be something that politically could be used as leverage to get the state out entirely?
I think so. One of the things I really enjoyed doing the last few months is stirring up the hornet's nest among the Republicans by talking about dope and gays, because it's just, you know, I just love their reactions.
Right.
But they are so, I mean, the ones who are against this are so viscerally opposed. I mean, let's be frank, they're homophobic in a way that tells me they might want something that they're not, you know, advertising
yeah,
themselves.
Why? That's
but
quite an accusation.
It's so visceral in these people that I'm not sure they're going to see anything rationally for a little while. But you know what? Hey, we're one of only four states in the union that allow civil unions, and we're the only one that did it without being driven to because of some court case.
Right.
It was done by the legislature without some fear of reprisal from the courts.
I'm proud of that part.
Right, and I doubt, I can't imagine this is going to stay on the front burner for these people. I can't imagine that they're going to wake up every single day and fume to themselves about how those gays can now get married. I think that they're going to forget about it, and then, you know, by the time the election comes around, it's not going to be an issue anymore because, I mean, it's not even going to be visible to them. They're not even going to know it's going on.
Well, what seems to drive these folks, and, you know, I have to talk to all kinds doing the stuff I do, is they're afraid that this is step one. And step two is going to be they're going to indoctrinate the children to become gay.
Yeah, then they're going to be gay sex in the streets. Dennis, thanks for the call and keep up the good work. 800-259-9231. So it's good to have a little bit of good news coming out of New Hampshire to counter the terrible news about the smoking ban from yesterday, which hopefully we'll be able to overturn. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, June 1st, 2007. Gold, 667 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.40, $339.65 for half, $169.83 for quarter. That's $688.40, $339.65, and $169.83. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Alcorsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Live. It is your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Oops, and Mark. Yeah. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, and that includes the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com, shrine.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is responsible. Respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Continuing the phone calls, let's go to Nigel in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nigel.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, Dr. Kevorkian got out of jail today.
Yes, he did. Congratulations. Congratulations to him for getting out, because he was in there for, what, 7 or 8 years, something like that?
Well, I'm pretty sure when he went in, I could count my age on my hands. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a shame that he spent so long in, but I'm sure he's the happiest guy around today, you know?
Yeah.
79 well, years old and finally free.
Yeah, and I'm reading up on him, and it looks like he actually, you know, I didn't know about this, but it looks like he actually participated in some civil disobedience doing what he thought was right.
Yes, he did. He's a very, very brave, very an inspirational guy, I think, to a lot of people, and he's done a lot of good work.
Yeah.
Was that all you had to say, Nigel?
That's all I got.
All right, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's good that you brought him up, because I was going to talk about him anyway tonight. Jack Kevorkian from the AP had few words but a broad smile as he walked out of prison on Friday, that's today, ending 8 years behind bars for helping end the life of a man suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease. Now, I believe that's what Harry Brown died from, is that? Am I right about that?
I couldn't tell you, but...
Lou Gehrig's disease. I think that's kind of a nasty disease,
it's not pretty.
If I'm not mistaken. I don't actually have the symptoms in front of me here, but I'll try to pull those up so we can sort of give you an idea of what this man was dealing with. But nonetheless, if you could pull that up, Mark, that'd be great. Or work on it. The retired pathologist known as Dr. Death said his release felt wonderful, one of the high points in life as he paused near a van that was waiting to drive him to the home of friends in Detroit. Outside a gift shop across from the 25-acre prison grounds, they actually have gift shops at prisons.
Must be a nice, pretty nice prison.
Get yourself a T-shirt on the way out.
Do you get a free flamingo, a free tchotchke when you leave? About a dozen people stood in a show of support. The group held signs bearing such phrases as, "Jack, we're glad you're out of the box," and "Dr. K on his way." The attention focused on a man who claimed participation in at least 130 assisted suicides, brought a rebuke from the Catholic Archdiocese of Detroit. Quote, "For 10 years, Jack Kevorkian's actions resembled those of a pathological serial killer."
Oh, good Lord.
"It will be truly regrettable if he's now treated as a celebrity parolee instead of the convicted murderer he is." Really? That's the spokesperson for the Archdiocese. How could you even begin to make an argument that Jack Kevorkian was a murderer? Normally, I'm pretty good at putting myself in the shoes of these nutcases, these freaks like this person, to try to think the way that they do. How could you possibly put... How could you possibly call this man a murderer? You don't. It's not murder if someone has consented to die. Well, I don't understand that.
It is from a legal standpoint. Murder is a legal term, and it is from a legal standpoint. I mean, you know, the legal system co-opted our common law system, and that's the way they were able to do that. And now they define it much more rigidly, because I don't think that. Throughout time that
so you're saying,
putting someone out of their misery that asked you to would be considered murder.
So you're saying that the legal definition of murder is different from the actual definition of murder, which wouldn't surprise me. I mean, have you actually read the legal definition of murder? Or
I have read it before. I couldn't quote it to you.
So you're saying that the legal definition of murder is basically taking somebody's life regardless of their consent?
Right.
Well, didn't Jack Kevorkian set up a system where the individual was able to essentially take their own life, but basically he gave them the necessary poison or pills or whatever it was? Didn't he have a button that they would press that would administer?
Generally, that's so. In this particular case, he actually helped the guy.
Right, there was one case because he was in so much pain.
One, right.
The guy was in so much pain that Jack pressed the button for him, basically, right?
Correct.
And that's the one they got him on.
So Lou Gehrig's disease... is a fatal disorder, usually fatal, that attacks the nerves and muscles.
Okay. And
they sort of shake and that kind of thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Symptoms include tripping, dropping things, abnormal fatigue of the arms and legs, slurred speech, muscle cramps and twitches, and involuntary periods of laughing or crying.
Yikes. Well, for 10 years, Jack Kevorkian's, they again claim he's a murderer. The 79-year-old Kevorkian, wearing his trademark blue cardigan and striped shirt and tie, spoke only a few words to reporters after leaving the prison. As he got ready for the ride home, 60 Minutes correspondent Mike Wallace got out of the van and embraced him. What do you say, young man? Kevorkian is to appear in a 60 Minutes segment on Sunday. Inmates at the Lakeland Correctional Facility, about 100 miles southwest of Detroit, had been waiting for a glimpse of Kevorkian while reporters greeted him on the outside with questions.
Why were the inmates waiting for a glimpse? Wasn't he in there with them for 9 years or something?
I don't know. Throughout the 1990s, Kevorkian challenged authorities to make his actions legal or try to stop him. He burned state orders against him and showed up at court in costume. Awesome. Very inspirational. Says, "You think I'm going to obey the law? You're crazy," he said in 1998, shortly before he was accused and then convicted of murder after injecting lethal drugs, into Thomas Uke, who was 52 at the time, the man suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease. He videotaped that death and sent the footage to 60 Minutes, which aired it. He then challenged prosecutors to charge him. He was convicted and given a 10 to 25 year sentence for second degree murder. He earned time off of his sentence for good behavior. It was out after 8 years. A copy of his parole notice shows he must pay a $600 supervision fee and a crime victim assessment of $60.
Crime victim? Now, where's that money going to?
Not the victim, I imagine.
No, the victim's dead and asked to be killed.
Kevorkian is expected to move, blah, blah, blah. He has promised to never help with another assisted suicide, though his views on the subject have not changed.
They're reporting that, but he got parole, okay? He was paroled, mm-hmm. Which means what are you going to say when you're sitting in front of the parole board? You have the option of staying in prison by standing by your principles or,
you think
saying whatever
it
takes.
People?
I'm not saying that he is or isn't.
He's probably had about enough of jail, I think, at this point.
He probably has, but remember, he went to jail for that one particular incident. He beat his cases every other time. If he just manages to do, to help out people that can push the button themselves, then he'll still be able to help people.
And I hope he does, because I think what Jack Kevorkian is doing is a valuable service. I don't know much about the man personally, but anybody with enough courage to stand up against the law and do what they think is right. I think Jack Kevorkian's right up there in the ranks with Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. and those types of people, Russell Canning and all of them.
I'd have a difficult time arguing with you about Dr. Kevorkian being a hero.
What I'd like to hear from you, though, is if you are somebody that thinks Jack Kevorkian is a murderer, I would like for you to explain that to me. Really, please. 800-259-9231. How can that even be considered murder? Helping someone die who has explicitly requested and consented to killing themselves. I don't get that. Can you help me understand? 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We got about 240,000 posts there. We've got about 1,400 people, actually well over 1,400 people interacting. Lots of fun stuff and serious issues all being discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Still no calls on the line from anybody that wants to defend the Catholic Church's accusation against Jack Kevorkian, calling him a murderer. Now, I understand that he was convicted of murder, but that doesn't actually mean that he was a murderer. I mean, Mark, you were convicted of murder, and didn't mean that you were a murderer either.
I think Jack Kevorkian would probably be able to plead a better case than I did, but yes.
Yes, that's true. And Jack Kevorkian was helping people die who voluntarily consented
to
die.
He was doing something good.
Lou Gehrig's disease, which, you know, is not exactly a fun little disease to have. Sort of, you know, you waste away basically on it. And if somebody is in terminal pain, they've got pain constantly throughout their life. They're in pain from the moment they wake to the moment they fall asleep. Why on earth? Why would anyone who is a human being deny that person the right to end their own life? I cannot understand how callous and what sort of an awful person you would have to be to tell somebody, oh, Oh, you've got a terrible disease. Oh, I see that you're shaking there. You're shaking. Oh, you can't stop shaking, kid. Oh, you're telling me it's eating you away inside? Well, you're just going to have to live with it, buddy.
Live
what
with
the
it,
hell?
Live with it until you can't anymore, I guess.
Well, I imagine those are the same kinds of people who think that committing suicide is a sin, right?
Well, there's that, which some people do certainly think that committing suicide is a sin. There's also the very funny joke that people who commit suicide end up to be bureaucrats in the afterlife. but I think that the biggest concern societally is that I might kill Ian off and say, well, he asked me to.
Yeah, but
I couldn't stand to see him in the pain that he was in. That hair all over his face and the skinny, sallow complexion he had. I just couldn't stand to see him in that kind of condition any longer.
Yeah, I suppose
big mouth and everything.
I suppose you could say something like that, but I bet Jack Kevorkian probably had, you know, a signed, notarized document from the individual.
A notary certainly would help in that particular
instance. I would bet he probably covered his bases on this.
And I imagine there's also medical records of the disease that this guy really had, so it's not like he just killed Ian and then tried to cover it up.
Yeah. So I still want to hear from somebody that is going to take the Catholic Church's position. I mean, there got to be a lot. I mean, what, 33% of America, Catholics or something like that? There's a lot of Catholics out there. Maybe it's 33% of all Christians. I don't know. But there's a lot of you out there. And I'm sure that non-Catholics feel the same. I'm sure there are a number of non-Catholics that feel the same way, that feel that Jack Kevorkian's a bad, bad man for helping people end their lives. How dare he? They should have to go and put a shotgun in their mouths. I mean,
like that's nicer?
Right, because if you're in if you have a chronic disease and you're terminally ill and you've got pain at all times and you can't get help through legitimate channels, a la Jack Kevorkian, or through your doctor, whoever he might be, then if you still want to end your life, I mean, that's why you went to Jack Kevorkian in the first place, was because you wanted to end your life, then you're going to find a messier way to do it.
Right, you can do it, and really what this does is it just makes it easier on the family. You know,
sure.
That way they don't have to come in and clean up the mess and find you in that condition or anything like that.
Right, it's much more dignified.
Right, it's more dignified. You can say goodbye to everybody and that kind of thing.
The casket can be right there, the funeral guys. I mean, everybody can be.
Open casket, the whole thing, and just push the button and off you go.
It seems to me to be a very sensible thing and the right thing to do to allow individuals to decide when they want to die.
Mm-hmm.
Are we or are we not in control of our own lives? It seems to me that the answer...
We are not.
Yes, it seems that the answer is we aren't. And it's not just from... It's not just the laws against suicide that indicate that. Obviously, the laws against drugs, the laws against what you can put into your own body, the laws against what you can do with yourself and your property. We really don't own ourselves. The law decides what we can and cannot do. The law gets to determine whether or not we can live in this condition of constant pain, as many people do. I really want to hear from somebody. 800-259-9231.
I don't think you're going to get somebody on
this
one.
I guess I'm not. Maybe that's just because it's a weeknight. Maybe we should bring this up on a Saturday show at some point, because I want to hear from some frothing-at-the-mouth jerk who thinks that people who are chronically ill, I guess they're sort of the same types of people that don't want medical marijuana around, right? Because there are people who also have some serious pain. They may not have the chronic illness that the Lou Gehrig's disease guys have. But, you know, they're still in pain, and they find that marijuana helps relieve their pain. Or in the case of AIDS or cancer patients, they find that it helps them keep their medications down. But no, it's an illegal drug. We can't have that. That would send the wrong message.
No, I don't think so. I'm certain that my wife, if she were here, would... disagree with putting Kevorkian in jail, but agree that marijuana should be illegal. Medical marijuana. I'm certain of it.
There's got to be some crossover, though.
I'm sure that there is some crossover.
Let's go to the phone.
People that know better than you.
Talk to Neil in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Neil.
Oh, hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Anyway, I wanted to talk about the definition of murder.
Mm-hmm.
I read an article that none other than David Friedman wrote a while back, and he was talking about the example of private law and private enforcement, the historical example from medieval Iceland,
mm-hmm.
and he he was saying that there was that they made a distinct difference between murder and killing.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference was that if killing could be upheld in a court, where if somebody killed somebody else, they would go up to the nearest house that they could find, rap on the door, and tell them that, well, you're my witness, let's go to court. A murder, on the other hand, the definition of murder was that you killed somebody but then tried to cover it up. And so obviously there was some type of wicked motivation behind that, which would then make you an outlaw, and then the private enforcement would then come after you.
Yeah, I can see that difference there between killing and murder. It sort of
right. Sort
of makes sense.
Well, if that's the only criteria, obviously the smart killers would be going to people's houses and saying, "Hey, you're my witness." obviously, if you're going to do something like a situation, Kevorkian took steps in order to make it so that he wasn't doing the killing.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, I don't think Kevorkian should have gone to jail at all.
No way.
And I think from a legal standpoint, you do get into a kind of a sticky area. You've got to be kind of careful, and that's about it.
Any other thoughts for us, Neil?
I think that a mass majority of your audience is on your side, so it's going to probably be a little difficult to find somebody.
I don't know why he's pounding for it tonight. He's not going to have any luck.
You never know who's out there listening. We've got other stations on board. Anyway, nonetheless, Neil, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the calls here. Andrew in Washington on the amplifier line. Hello, Andrew.
Hey.
What's up?
I can sort of speak to the murder issue here because at one time I was Catholic because I was raised that way.
Okay.
And
you're an ethnic Catholic.
Yeah, well, I'm agnostic now, but yeah. But the reason why the church has problems with assisted suicide.
We'll find out in moments. Hang on, Andrew. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Andrew, former Catholic. We will find out. Go ahead and put him on hold, if you would, please. Julia is running the board for the first time tonight. Anyway, Andrew's
going a lot better than if I was running the board. I can assure
yeah,
you of that.
We are, we've got Andrew coming back with more on your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Though we do ask for your voluntary support. If you like the show and you want to help us out, then place your bid on our auction right now. Head over to auction.freetalklive.com. You'll find that we're auctioning the fourth banner on our website. You get the fourth banner from the top for an entire month, site-wide at freetalklive.com. Advertise virtually anything, your favorite organization, your business, your product, whatever, your band. Go to auction.freetalklive.com, get the details, and place your bid. That's auction.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Jack Kevorkian during this hour and how he was released from prison today, thank goodness, after 8 years of unnecessarily suffering at the hands of the state for, well, relieving people's suffering. That's what he did. He helped people who were terminally ill, or maybe not even all of them were terminally ill. Maybe they just had some chronic pain, or heck, maybe they just wanted to end their life. Why can't people do that too? Do you have to have chronic pain in order to be able to kill yourself? I mean, you can't kill yourself at all in America, except in, I think, Washington State. I think that's the one state that does allow for assisted suicide. But otherwise, you cannot end your own life. And I think that that's wrong. I think that everyone should be in total control of their own lives and should be able to decide how and when they want to end theirs. And if that involves the assistance of a doctor, then it should be. That's the way it should be.
Yep. I have to agree. As far as I'm concerned, even if you want to end your life for no good reason at all, you should be able to do so. I can't say I support it, but
The Catholic Church has come out and attacked Jack Kevorkian, calling him a murderer. And we actually have Andrew on the line here, who is a former Catholic, was raised a Catholic. And Andrew's on the amplifier line, and you wanted to kind of fill us in as to what's their rationale? How do they draw the conclusion that a man like Jack Kevorkian is a murderer?
Well, it kind of goes back to the ancient rabbinic Jewish law and sort of the concept of a passive act versus an active act.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that if you are, you know, assisting someone with their suicide, then that is an active step that's not natural. However, you can sort of, you know, quote unquote, kill the person by pulling the plug or removing treatment. something that allows them to die naturally. And that's sort of the idea behind it. But if you're, you know, killing someone in a more active way, like, you know, injecting something into them or, you know, suffocating them or something along those lines.
So that's against, basically their position would be that's against God's wishes if you take an active role in that sort of thing?
Well, indirectly. It's more messing with his plan, not necessarily whether or not
in that case, so why are... I was going to say, so if you die in a horrible fire, was it God's plan for you to die at 20 in a horrible fire?
Yes, it is. That's what.
Maybe.
That's,
or the cop out is that you don't know. So
sounds like a pretty spiteful and horrible God, if you ask me.
Now, my question was going to be if it's okay to pull the plug on somebody who's on life support because God would naturally allow this person to die, so therefore that's part of the plan. Then isn't it interfering with God's plan when you put someone on life support? Shouldn't the Catholic Church, by that logic, be against all sorts of forms of medicine? Wouldn't that be interfering with God's plan?
It probably would. I mean, religion is subjective, and you can make it say whatever you want.
Right, there's no logic to it. Absolutely right. Andrew, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah. Just since we're talking about death, that violent guy that keeps calling in this week, which is what I originally called. Tom, yeah. Sort of the term for those kinds of guys in the field of operational security is agent provocateur.
Yeah, that's why I suggested the other night that he might actually be a federal agent, because when you describe agent provocateur, what does that mean?
Well, it means kind of what you're hinting at, which is that, you know, somebody who's, you know, law enforcement wants to get an organization that they're, you know, suspecting of doing something they don't like to take some sort of drastic, usually violent action by kind of riling them up so that they'll have an excuse to crack down on the organization.
Right. They put a plant, basically, into the organization, and that individual goes in there, stirs them up, and encourages them to become violent, encourages them to break the law, so that way they'll be right there waiting for them when they actually do break the law. And, in fact, we've seen examples of agent provocateurs in use, not just in... in political parties, they're done there, but also
peace movement.
Also in rallies, like at protests, where there are people at a peaceful protest, they'll put a cop in plain clothes, and he'll go in and start, you know, messing with people. And the cop in plain clothes will go up and shove another cop, or something like that. Give people to try to encourage them to lash out, and therefore the cops have an excuse to crack down and that sort of thing. You're absolutely right. In fact, Tom in New Hampshire is actually on the line. Would you like to talk to him?
Sure.
Let's bring him on. It's Tom in New Hampshire. You're on with Andrew.
Yeah, I got a question for you. See, I got some new material here today.
Andrew, you're breathing in the phone.
Material. Okay. How many children you reckon are going to be starting kindergarten in New Hampshire this fall?
Wow, that's a good question. 10,000.
How long have we been fighting a war in Iraq?
4 years.
And you guys live in Keene, New Hampshire, or thereabouts, so that means Paul Hodes represents you?
Uh-huh.
Sounds
so
right.
Called. Doesn't represent me
personally.
Yeah,
that's what I was just going to say.
Okay, see, you fell for two of them. I'm not waging a war in Iraq, and you're not waging a war in Iraq. So how long have we been fighting a war in Iraq? Okay. Always speak of the federal government in the third person, okay? They do all this stuff. We're not doing all of this stuff.
That's
and
true.
How many children are going to be starting kindergarten this fall? Well, most of them are going to be starting kindergarten in the summer because the first day of school is during the summer.
I see.
Very tricky, yeah. Tom. Tom, you're on the line with Andrew, and Andrew has basically just called you out and suggested that you're an agent provocateur. What do you have to say to that?
That's inaccurate. Just like a lot of stuff that the enemies of liberty say, and a lot of stuff that, you know, just like, you know, I tripped you up on the kindergarten issue there, we say stuff that's inaccurate ourselves. I mean, you caught yourselves with the Paul Hodes representing you people. He doesn't represent me either. The correct way to say that is I live in his district. Okay? He doesn't represent the 2nd Congressional District. He was elected in the 2nd Congressional District.
It's a good point. Words are important. I agree with you on that one, Tom. And I try to catch myself whenever I accidentally use the term we. We're all indoctrinated by the state and in the government schools to this collectivist mentality, and it's really bred into us to use terms like that. So we do our best to try to catch ourselves.
You just did another faux pas. You agreed with me instead of agreeing with the thing that I said. Okay. Actually, the thing
seems
that
a little
they
too
say
technical there,
correct,
Tom.
The practice of agreeing with somebody breeds a reluctance to agree. Once a person has said a bunch of other stuff that you disagree with, then you're reluctant to agree with them. But a line of reasoning that is independent of its authorship, it cannot be refuted by anything you can say about its author, such as other comments. The validity of the Pythagorean theorem does not depend on the credentials of Pythagoras.
Pythagoras, right.
You see, what I'm getting at there is you get enemies of liberty debating with you, and they use the ad hominem attacks, they can't attack what you said because it's absolutely accurate, so they just get angry at you and call you some kind of idiot or some kind of communist. I bet you have a communist flag in your house. They make something up because they can't find flaw with you. Even if a flaw in you, I mean, finding flaws in me, that should be the easy part, but they can't even do that, so they try to attack what I'm saying by finding fault with me, which, of course, is inaccurate, like trying to say you're rebutting
right.
the Pythagorean theorem.
As soon as somebody brings out an ad hominem, which is an attack against the man, it's a personal shot, you know they got nothing. You know, they have absolutely nothing to rebut your points with, and so they're resulting to insults, basically, at that point.
Now, when we say the will of... See, the enemies of liberty call it the will of the people, and it's actually the will of the vast majority, as if to imply that the cocaine dealers themselves consented to it, because the people support that law. And they omit that the cocaine dealers who are being arrested did not. Innocent victims of asset forfeiture. Here's another one. Because the little old lady who paid off the apartment house, and now they're stealing it because one tenant was selling cocaine, is an innocent victim.
Yep.
The cocaine dealer who's driving a truckload of cocaine into the country, and they steal the truck, that's an innocent victim, too.
Absolutely right. Those people were just doing business, and I think it's an outrage that people who have their tenants caught up in drug busts.
Right. It would be outrageous if the cops confiscated a beer truck.
By the way, thank you for the call, both of you. We appreciate hearing from both Andrew and Tom. 800-259-9231. I think it's important, and I appreciate Tom holding our feet to the fire on that one. It really is important to eliminate the collectivist words from your repertoire. We are not in Iraq. They're in Iraq, the United States government. I'm not part of the United States
right,
government.
I'm in New Hampshire, just in case you wondered.
I want nothing to do with the United States government. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...